We pick up in the first verse, or in chapter 1, verse 22. Hear these words. And all this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And when Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. And as I mentioned, we are on this third Sunday in Advent, the Sunday in which we rejoice, in which we celebrate the joy of the season. But we also have to, I believe, remember that today, while it is a day of rejoicing, it is also the reminder of the season for many of us in our communities, maybe even for us individually. You see, this season, while it is filled with joy, for some, it is filled with struggle. For some, it is filled with sorrow, brokenness. Might be the brokenness of failed friendships or relationships. Maybe it's the loss of someone who is no longer in your life. But the truth is, it seems that the holidays, especially Christmas, brings a sense of sorrow, a sense of pain for many. But yet we rejoice. We rejoice at the gift that is about to be handed to us. The gift that is about to be given to you with your name on the package. The gift of Jesus. But we have to get to that point, don't we? We have to get to that point in which we can rejoice. Because we've just journeyed through 11 and a half months in which there might have been moments of joy, but there was also maybe moments of pain, of worry, of uncertainty. And when we read in this scripture at the end of Matthew, a story we are familiar with, we read of a story of hope, don't we? It's a story, a Christmas story we can turn to time and time again and see how God shows up in the midst of life. We look at Mary and we are in awe here as a young woman called upon by God to carry the child that shall save all of God's children. The strength that she had to endure, the courage to live in a world that was about to condemn her, but yet she did so with her head held high. Joseph, the father, being asked to care for this child, a child which was not his, but yet he was asked to love him as his own son. On Wednesday, we gathered down in Leipzig for the Bible study, and I had the blessing to lead that. And I asked the group that was there, both in the morning and the afternoon, I said, I want to ask you a question as we begin today. I said, describe to me, what does joy mean? What does joy mean? How would you define that? And the response I got was a typical response from a lot of folks. It was, well, joy means love. Joy means happiness. Both groups in the morning and in the evening said very similar things. But happiness seemed to be the word that most agreed is what joy meant. Joy means happiness for a lot of folks. And the truth is, that is true. When we think of joy, we think of being happy, don't we? That it means that for each of us, if we have joy in our lives, well, then we're happy. And I asked the group, I said, well, Is joy and happiness the same thing? Is being happy being joyful? You see, I think sometimes we get the two words maybe mixed up, but I think we forget that the two words, while they are very, very similar in definition, there is a bit of difference between the two. Happiness is almost an internal feeling. Happiness exists inside of us, but it's also a feeling that is very fleeting, isn't it? We could be happy one minute and sad the next, and then happy again, and maybe angry the next, and maybe happy again, and maybe full of doubt. It bounces back and forth like a roller coaster, up and down. And that can be all in the span of 5 minutes. But the truth is, that's when we look at happiness, that's what exists. But when we look at joy, joy is something different. I think joy, when we are filled with joy, it perpetuates us out into the world. It calls us to go out and to do something maybe miraculous, maybe ordinary. But joy is almost contagious. When we are filled with joy, it spills onto those around us. I was thinking about this even just yesterday. I was happy yesterday because for those of you who know, I'm from Indiana, and so my team, Indiana, they beat Butler, one of the rivals up the road, about an hour and a half from Bloomington. And so they won. And so I was happy when I saw that score. I didn't get to see the game. I was sad about that. But I was happy that they won. I was like, oh, praise God, they beat Butler. Wonderful. I don't have to hear from anyone in Indiana that IU lost to Butler this year. So I was happy. And then 10 minutes later, I was in traffic. That happiness went away. Because I thought, oh, Christmas traffic. I just hate this. And so I thought, that's happiness. I was happy in the moment, but I wasn't filled with joy. Because what gives me joy is what I believe, even as we look at the story out of Matthew, we can see joy in Joseph. Now here's Joseph, just before we pick this verse up, has been told that this child that Mary has carrying is not his. And for Joseph, it was very clear indication of what he should do next. Because society had told him that he would to take Mary as his wife, and that the marriage would be consummated upon the child. That's when the marriage was real. But yet, Mary was pregnant with someone else's child, not his. They would then become almost scorned, ostracized by society if it got out. And so Joseph decided, well, I am going to leave Mary. And he was in every legal right to stone her. He was in every legal right to embarrass her, to make a ridicule of her. And yet he chose to do the opposite, to do it in silence and in quiet. And then the angel of the Lord appeared to him. And the angel tells Joseph early on in this, the angel says something I think very powerful for us. The angel says to Joseph, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. The angel is telling Joseph this, and really us as well, because the angel recognizes that fear is what sucks joy out of our lives. Fear is what takes away the joy that we can have when serving others. Fear takes away the hope that God gives us during this season. Fear takes away the love that God is giving to you in His Son, Jesus. And so the angel begins, before telling Joseph anything else, do not be afraid. The angel continues on And the angel says, look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel. Emmanuel. God with us. God is about to show up. God is about to arrive. This changes, I believe, Joseph's outlook on the world. Joseph goes from struggling on what do I do? How do I live into this? To a place of pure joy. God has chosen Joseph. God has chosen Mary to watch over his son, to love his son, until the day comes in which Jesus will leave the home and begin his ministry. Until the day in which Jesus will go to the cross. Not just for Mary and Joseph. Not just for the strangers, but for you personally. He will carry your name. Just as your name is on this package of joy, he will carry your name to the cross. I believe that is so important for all of us to see. That even in Joseph's brokenness, even in Joseph's moment of saying, well, I cannot be a blemish on society. I cannot be ridiculed by society for this child that is being born, which is not mine. We can find our brokenness in that story, and yet we can find our hope. We can find love, we can find peace, and we can find, most importantly, the strength to rejoice at all that God will do for us, all that God has done, and all that God will continue to do for us. It gives us great joy. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, the prophet Isaiah says. You and I have seen a great light. And because we have seen that great immense light, because we recognize, see, we know the whole story. We know what is about to happen on that night. That because we know that, we can go into the year ahead with joy in our hearts. So much joy that no matter what the broken world throws at us, no matter what pain might be around the corner, no matter what moments of uncertainty might be unfolding before us, we can go into it with joy in our hearts. And because we have joy in our hearts, nothing can defeat us. See, this is the gift that God has given to you this year. God is giving you the strength to have hope once again. God is giving you the strength to find love, to share with others. God is giving you immense peace upon your heart. And as God is filling your heart with so much joy that we must, that we will, rejoice. And so that is my prayer for us today, is that we can go out into the world from this place, rejoicing at what God is doing for us, what God will do for us, and how God will always do for us. That the world that we face of uncertainty and of pain, we can do with a smile, because he loves you so much that he sent his son to bring a great light into your life.